The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with St. Francis Hospice, providing care and support to more than 4,000 local people affected by a life-limiting illness every year.
We're going to carry on the top 10 from when, with number 5, Suzi Quatro, If You Can't Give Me Love. I'm coming up in a minute for you. Until then, we've got Peter Streams from St. Francis Hospice in, who's going to tell us about what's actually going on with the hospice and how you're going to raise some money in the future.
Good morning, Mikey. Good to see you. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Yeah, I want to start off with something that's happening this month in May. We have a thing every year called Dying Matters Week. St. Francis Hospice is one of the lead organisations working with local health professionals from the local hospitals, yeah. GPs, and also funeral directors and solicitors. Everyone who's involved with the matter of dealing with death. Now, I know it's not a subject you typically speak about on
you
a breakfast
like
show
speaking
on a radio.
About that subject,
of course. But it does matter, and whereas many other things in life only affects a certain number of people, it might be because you're female or male or whatever, death affects us all, sadly.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely affects us all. And it is important, and most people don't want to talk very much about it. So we use the opportunity of Dying Matters Week, which runs from the 18th to the 24th of May, to raise public awareness about the importance of talking about it more openly. Now, why we do that, it's not because we've got morbid curiosity or we just want to pry. We think it's really important that people do talk and understand what might happen, what situations they might be in at an early enough stage, because we as a hospice, we're constantly dealing, of course, with people with life-limiting illnesses. And one of the saddest things I think we come across sometimes at a hospice is we find that there's couples, partners, who are faced with this situation, end of life of one of the partners, and the other partner is really in sort of bewilderment.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah, I can understand
they don't
that.
Know
yeah.
the situation. They yeah. don't know what's going on. They don't really know, although they may have lived with this partner for 20, 30, 40 years or more, they don't really know what the partner wants to happen. Not just about a funeral, if that was the arrangement, yeah. and that might be important, but what to happen afterwards, what type of care they might want if they became, say, severely disabled as a result of their life-limiting illness.
But it isn't something you want to talk about.
No, a lot of people don't.
It's a very tacky situation.
Yeah, and we've sort of homed in on that, and it's a national campaign. It'll be going all over the country. We're just taking a lead in the local Brentwood and surrounding areas. But the slogan really goes to that very point. It's sort of, and I thought this is quite a neat way of summing it up. They've got a theme of talk, plan, live. Basically, summed up as talk to your partners, talk to your close friends, talk to your relations. It is difficult, but there are, you know, right opportunities and times to do that. Don't do it, you know, when someone's about to leave for work at 5 minutes.
And that's no good.
Catch the train in 5 minutes.
It's
that's
not a telly off, phone off the hook, sit
exactly.
down job.
Exactly. It's not a good time, but talk about it.
Yeah.
Plan, you know, and that might be what type of arrangement you might want. Say you couldn't look after yourself. Do you want to be at home? Do you want to be in a care home? Do you want to be somewhere else? What type of funeral would you want to have? Do you want a big one? Do you want a church one? Do you want masses yeah. of people there? Do you want it quiet and private? You know, what do you want to happen in the future? Have you written a will? Have you even thought about that? Have you thought about perhaps lasting powers of attorney should something happen and you couldn't cope and didn't have the mental capacity to make decisions? All the sort of things that you need to talk about, we think, at an earlier point.
Yeah.
And the third part of the sort of triptych or sort of theme words, talk, plan, and then live. Because basically, if you can get that out of the way, then you don't have all that worry. And, you know, and as I said, one of the saddest things here at the hospice is people really emotionally drained at very critical stages in, say, a partner's life
yeah.
towards the end of life. And they've got all this emotional and practical and burden on them because they don't know what to do. They don't know if this is what the partner would have wanted. They're trying to make decisions. They don't know. No one knows. There might be disagreements between brothers and sisters because they don't.
Yeah.
None of them know. They're all guessing.
Yeah.
They don't really know what the person involved wanted, and they may not be able to communicate at that point. And that's putting lots of extra emotional stress that isn't needed. So then we say, you know, talk, plan, live, and then get on with your life rather than fretting over what will happen when you die. And you're not leaving the problem to other people and your friend and family to sort it all out for you. And potentially not sorted out in the way that you would have wished.
Yeah.
And after all, so the message goes, talking about dying won't make it happen any more likely than talking about sex makes you pregnant.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's the case. And there are some, and there's all sorts of superstitions and feelings that some people say, well, you know, I can't write a will because that's going to make me die.
Yeah, no, that, no, see, not, that's the thing. It's not. It's just one of those subjects really everyone wants to really look the other way.
It really isn't. So we're trying to do... We have this Dying Matters week. We try and have some of these difficult conversations. We try and do it sometimes in a slightly sort of jokey, tongue-in-cheek way. But it's the serious point is to get people talking. Yeah. And if as a result of this week, we can just get some more people talking about it, planning ahead, thinking about what the options might be, what they might want to have. Because then the important thing is... people will feel settled and people will be getting what they want. They'll be getting the care they want. You know, in the same way we've adapted our hospice services. You know, we've been going for 31 years now, St Francis Hospice. When we started, hospice care meant going into a bed at the hospice in Havering Atterbury, in a ward. That's only a tiny, tiny bit of what we do today. About 85% of all the people we look after, we do so at home. Why do we do that? Because that's what people want.
Yeah.
People want to be at home be in their normal situation with their telly, with their favourite bed, with their friends around them. They don't want to be in a hospice or a hospital bed. They want to be at home. Sadly, though, and all the research shows this, over 60% of people would like to die at home surrounded by friends and family. But they don't. They die in hospital.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And often in very, very bad situations and not where they wanted to be at all because there was no planning, no thought ahead as to what they wanted to do. And it's just come up on them and they've ended up in a bad situation. So... point of Dying Matters Week, try and talk about these things, try and plan them out a bit, and we're there to help people. We've got a whole range of places we're going to be over the course of the week of the beginning of the 18th of May. We've got information stands with our friends from the Barking Havering Redbridge University Trust, the hospital end of life team. They're going to be having a stand at Queen's Hospital throughout the week, so if you're ever up at Queen's Hospital during that week, you'll see it in the foyer there. We've also got sessions on wills and lasting power of attorneys run by Pinny Telford Solicitors, who are supporting our week. They're doing theirs at their Upminster office on Tuesday the 19th of May and also again later in the week on the Friday of that week, the 22nd of May. There's a big conference going on at Raynham for a lot of health professionals and local GPs to attend, all on end-of-life issues. We're also going to have a vintage bus, an old Routemaster bus that we're going to take down to Romford Marketplace on the Wednesday of that week, that's the 20th of May, and also on the Saturday of that week with the message of don't miss the last bus, have these conversations. Talk, plan and live.
Think
all
right
about
well.
Dying Matters Week.
Yeah.
The old route, so if you're into your old Routemaster buses, you might want to pop along and see that. Again, this is provided by a dear supporter of the hospice, someone who's giving their own time, volunteering to get this important message across, to talk about it. This is someone who's had personal experience of hospice care, knows what it can mean if you get these things right.
Yeah.
And we quite often talk about having a good death. No death is what you want. But there's a world of difference between having a good death and it being sorted and everyone knowing what they want and it's what the person wanted, as opposed to no one knowing, having a clue what they're doing, and a lot of emotional stress and problems and arguments between people and not the care they would have liked. So we're doing this during the course of the week, and also right nearer to home in our Brentwood shop. A lot of your listeners might know we've got two shops in Brentwood High Street.
That's right,
it's a Hospice shop. We've got a general shop on the top end of the high street, and down near the Sugar Hut, that end, we've got a furniture shop. And we're doing a bit of a revamp on that shop. It's going to be shortly closed for a little while for a refurbishment. It's again going to be officially reopened on Friday the 22nd of May, and that is the Friday during Dying Matters Week. And we're going to have a Dying Matters event there on that Friday the 22nd of May, starting at 11 o'clock at our Brentwood furniture shop. Hopefully we're going to get reopened. We're going to get our community nurses there. Some of our hospice at home nurses will be there. And they'll be there to explain what they do, talk about all these issues that I've just sort of mentioned, about, you know, how you can plan your care ahead, how the hospice fits into that. We work very closely with all sorts of other health professionals, district nurses particularly, GPs and so on, and we'll talk about the range of care that's available, how you can get help when you want to. We'll have our hospice mascot, Frankie, will be down there. There'll be Dying Matters posters and information on a whole range of things, everything I said, from wills to funerals to getting help, talking to people, all that information will be there. I think we got some help from Marks and Spencers, who are supporting us in Brentwood as our charity of their charity of the year.
Oh, fantastic.
And hopefully they're going to provide some cakes and food, and there'll be free cups of tea, I'm sure, there.
Fantastic.
And of course people can see the furniture there. It's a shop and we sell furniture, and the reason we have a shop is we raise a lot of money from the shops, getting on for the best part of £500,000 profit we make from the shops each year, which goes to help pay for our nurses and doctors at the hospice. So we want to get more people along to that shop, see what sort of furniture there. We get fantastic bargains and fantastic stuff that's donated to us. And indeed, if you're in the situation where you've got furniture you want to get rid of, please do think about donating it to the St Francis Hospice shop in Brentwood High Street. If necessary, we can come and collect. We have our own guys and own drivers and a lot of volunteers, supporters, and come around and collect this stuff. So if you've got a lot of furniture and you want it cleared, then do get in touch with us, and you can find out all this information on our website, which is sfh.org.uk.
Now, I can see you've got a mirror ball on a flyer in front of you.
I've got who?
A mirror ball.
A mirror ball. Yeah, we always have mirror balls.
They're fantastic.
You can't have a disco without a mirror ball.
That looks like a retro night. A boogie night.
It is a retro night. Shall I tell you about that in a couple of minutes?
Go on now.
Apart from obviously things like furniture and shops and donating goods, we have to put on a whole range of events to raise the money that we need, because we're a registered charity.
Yeah.
We need to raise staggering over £7 million
in
this next year we've got to raise to keep going. And in one little small way we do that is various events we put on. We've got a boogie night, which is, as you say, is very retro, lots of 70s and 80s disco stuff with mirror balls and the
fantastic
old lights, the old,
bang, I love
old styly old
I love
styly
it.
With one of our ambassadors as a DJ. He's a very good guy and really great supporter. It's happening at the Romford United Services Club, otherwise known as the Rust Club, in Morney Road in Romford. If you know that part of Romford, it's right near the town centre by the Ring Road. Tickets for this, £10 for adults, £7.50 for children. All important date is Friday the 8th of May. So this is Friday, isn't it? Friday the 8th of May. Starts at 8 o'clock. There will be tickets available on the door as well. So if you haven't got a chance to book them already, get along this Friday night, 8th of May. Starts at 8 p.m. at the Rust Club in Romford. A boogie night, old traditional styly disco.
That sounds fantastic, Pete. That really does. What else you got coming up?
We've got a whole range of things going on across the summer. Next one, I guess, in a sort of chronological order.
We spoke about this before.
Woofs and Wellies.
This is fantastic.
This is for families and for anyone who's got a pet dog.
This is really good.
It's happening on the 28th of June. It's called Woofs and Wellies. It starts at 10 a.m. at the Thames Chase Community Forest in Upminster. It's a sponsored 3.5 kilometre dog walk. You don't have to rush it or race it. The dogs get bandanas, orange bandanas. We can dress them up.
Really?
All sorts of stalls, people who are involved with dog care. Wiley's Vets are co-sponsoring it. Ajax, who are doing a dog display team. They're not doing the display team, but they're going to have all the stuff set up. So if you feel you want to put your dog through a bit of a morning workout,
your
dog
fun.
Can use all the stuff they use for the normal dog display teams.
Yeah. Is it going horribly wrong with most of the dogs, though?
Yeah, some
not
of them
trained.
Might not make it, depending on size, but I'm sure there'll be lots of experts on hand to get the right dogs over the right jumps and hoops and all that sort of stuff. But they'll be set up. Dog grooming people there, all sorts of stuff going on. So have a dog agility courses we're offering for the dogs, and a best dressed dog prize, of course, you've got to have that. All happening Woofs and Wellies Sunday 28th of June at Thames Chase Community Forest in Upminster. Again, all the details are on our website, sfh.org.uk, and you can sign up there, and we'd love to see as many people down there. It's a family friendly event, and so if you can get along and support us, bring your dog, of course, then please. We look forward to seeing you at Woofs and Wellies on the 28th of June. Just a few days after that, and just down the road from here at the De Rougemont Manor Hotel in Brentwood, Worley really, we've got an audience with the ladies, we're calling it. We're billing it. We had a very successful Elvis night a few months ago.
That's right, because I spoke to the Elvis impersonator.
Yeah, that's right. Sal Bashir did a great job. And
fantastic.
Because of that, and it was such a good night, people said, well, do more of these. So we're putting on a series of these every few months at the De Rougemont Manor Hotel. Again, great venue, and they're supporting us. They've adopted us as Charity of the Year. And there's a little sideline. If you're running a business and would like to work with us as Charity of the Year, we'd love to hear from you. Please do get in touch. What they're doing, they're putting on a performance, all female cast of performers for this night. It's Friday, the 3rd of July. It's a three-course meal, evening of entertainment. We've got a jazz singer, a vintage singer, a comedian, Robin Perkins, and a DJ who worked at the Brit Awards official after party. So it's an all ladies entertainment night. As I said, it's a meal and a lovely night out. That's our ladies' night, Friday the 3rd of July, and another date way for your diary. But if you're into the music of Michael Bublé, we've got a Michael Bublé tribute act night.
That's going to be a good night.
Happening there on Friday the 13th of November. So that's a little way away. We'll have plenty more time to talk about that. But in the meantime, if you're fancy a ladies' night out, maybe with a gang of you from work, or your ladies' lunch club, and you want to have something a bit different, join us for a ladies' night, Friday the 3rd of July, at the De Rougemont Manor Hotel. And then something we were talking about when I came into the studio a few minutes ago, the big quiz night. We'd love to see...
You do quite a few of these,
we'd love
don't
to
you?
See... Well, this is our biggest one. This is the one we do each year. This is an annual event, and it's just grown and grown and grown. We take over the Brentwood Centre, literally next door here to the studios at Phoenix,
yeah.
And we take over the centre, and we get hundreds of people taking part. I can't remember if it was 600 or 700 people.
Oh, really?
Time.
It's as big as
yeah,
that?
Yeah, teams of 10, and, you know, 60, 70 teams is not unusual. We take over the whole hall, and this year we've got six of the BBC TV Eggheads. If you're into that quiz programme and you've seen the Eggheads, Barry Simons, along with the Eggheads, Pat, Kevin, Chris, Dave and Lisa, they're all going to be there, the TV Eggheads. They're there to basically allow people to cheat to help the hospice.
Oh, really?
So if you get a bit stuck on some of the questions, for a small bribe, the TV Eggheads will give you the answers. So it's a twist on the traditional pub quiz.
Now, I like
you're
that.
You're allowed to have licensed cheating for obviously raising money for the hospice. That's
I
what
like
about.
That. I really like that.
So that's
like
the way
that.
It works. And there are all sorts of different rounds. There'd be general knowledge. There's usually a local knowledge round. We also try and do things a little differently. There's historical. There's clips. There's music rounds. We often have an unusual round where you have to guess what something is. It could be a smell or a taste or a touch of something.
Really,
I don't want to give away too much. Don't want to give away too much. Yeah, but it's certainly around that music's got a lot of people, and it's quite a memorable event. It's a big quiz. It's happening on Friday, the 14th of August, 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6. Happening at the Brentwood Centre. £10 a ticket. Please do bring your own drinks. Nibbles are provided on the night, and it is a big event. It's a huge event, and we're really looking forward to the big quiz night happening on the 14th of August at the Brentwood Centre. And again, if you want more information on all this sort of stuff I'm mentioning, and I'm sure this will get mentioned on the Phoenix website
it
as well.
Do, yeah,
but you can always check out the hospice website, sfh.org.uk. You can follow us on Facebook or on Twitter. We're at Twitter handle is @SFHUK, and there's all sort of news going on regularly there about the hospice. That's the big quiz night. And then lastly, for this month, I should give an early mention for our Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Fest.
I think this is going to be big.
It's getting bigger and bigger. We only started this 3 years ago, and each year it's grown and grown and grown. It was an idea of one of our volunteers who was into his classic cars, who lives in Brentwood, and 3.5 years ago he came up with this idea, and we thought, well, let's give it a go, let's try. He had an in with the folks at Ford at Dunton, and so we managed to, thanks to their generosity, got use of their show area and centre, and it's just ballooned since then.
I can imagine.
We've now added a vintage market to it. We have loads of people turning up with all sorts of retro gear, some car related, some just vintage stuff, clothes. There's loads of food and entertainment. We have lots of stuff for the kids, bouncy castles and all that sort of stuff, face painting, loads of things going on, plus of course masses and masses of classic cars, and lots of car owner clubs turn up. So if you're into your Ford RSs, Focus, there's masses and the most amazing cars you've seen, mostly owned by people in the local area. It's incredible what some people have got stashed away in their garages.
I went
down to a guy in it was on the way down to Thurrock who had this Ford Sierra. I mean, it was 25, 30 years old, probably. I mean, it looked like it was straight off the production line.
Really?
But better than that, because you lifted up the bonnet and everything was, like, polished. You could see your face in it. It was absolutely immaculate.
I know
you couldn't believe this guy even drove it down a road, but in terms of the care he gave it. And there's all sorts of people like that out there. So we have lots of cars on show. And the reason I'm mentioning it now, although it's 20th of September, it's quite a way away, we're always interested in people exhibiting. Obviously, there's a small charge for that. That's why we put these events on, to raise money for the nurses and doctors at the hospice. So there's obviously a serious intent behind it. We want to have good fun as well. But at this early stage, what we're really interested in is people who want to exhibit. People who want to bring their car along, show it off on the day. So if you've got a classic car, by classic, it doesn't have to be something from the 1910s or 20s. It could be something from the 70s or 80s. If you've kept it in good nick and it's a classic car, an unusual car, or a really tasty-looking car, and there are a lot of those around... Mm. Then we'd love to see it and have it on show at our Classic Car and Bike Fest. It's Sunday, the 20th of September. It's at the Ford Motor Company Dunton Technical Centre. It's just off the A127. They said live music, refreshments, vintage market, everything going on the day. Great day out for all the friends and family. But at this stage, if you've got a car, you'd like to get involved, or maybe you want to have a stall or stand at the event too, please get in touch with our events team. And again, you can get all their details on our website, which is sfh.org.uk. away.
Pete, it's always a pleasure having you in. You know that one. And I'll look forward to next month you come in. The first Wednesday next month.
That's right.
Fantastic.
See you then.
Pete,
cheers, Mike.
See you soon.
Bye.